BuzzFeed recently published a list of things that used to be affordable but now feel like a luxury.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
And that means I've got all 10 here. So these are the 10 things that used to be affordable but now feel like a luxury. Is there anything that you guys can remember from your childhood?
Concert tickets.
Concert tickets. I do like it. I don't know if it's on the list. It is on the list. Number 8 on the list. Concert tickets. Somebody commented, I saw Bob Dylan for $6.50.
The first concert I went to was $13.50. And trust me, that with inflation and all that, still doesn't add up to the garbage they charge now. The difference was when you were a kid, it wasn't so much about your parents paying for the ticket. It's about, are you getting good grades? Are you being decent? Right?
Right.
What about money? Now, when the kids are like, I want to go to this show, I'm like, I'm sure you do.
Yes.
And that is a conversation.
I'll say
$450 a ticket.
Travel. Between airline tickets and the price of hotel rooms.
Travel is not on the list, Miles. Okay.
How about just takeout food?
Just take
delivery food.
Well, for the rest of the country, it's fine.
Yeah, right.
It's still pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's pretty high. It's starting to get outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on the list, though.
Not on the list, sorry.
Oh, sweet.
I do remember I went over to the father-in-law's house. We were poking through some old stuff. You know, the lady was going through some old sentimental stuff. She found a stash of his old concert tickets.
All right.
Now, it wasn't the $13 that they were paying before, but he was seeing some pretty big-name artists for like $40.
Yeah.
Like, doggone it, man.
I remember the first time I paid $50 for a concert ticket. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
The point of the band was Metallica on the And Justice for All tour.
Right.
That would be $600 ticket now, based on that album sales and all that.
Where I went to school for radio down in Green River Community College, they actually have a poster up there where Nirvana performed at the Student Center there in Green River, and it was like $5 a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Insanity. So these are
I could buy a bag of weed with that. I'm not going to the show. Yeah.
10 things that used to be affordable but now feel like a luxury. Bottom of the house, they basically say any house. In 1955, my parents bought their home for $16,000. My father made $5,000 a year, and today that same house sold for $1.7.
He made $5,000 a year in 1996?
55.
Oh, 55. Yeah. Jesus.
No kidding. No, what was it? My parents, I feel like they bought their first house... $68,000, something like that.
Yeah, I think my parents like $29,000 or $30,000, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's insanity. It's absolutely insanity.
Oh, yeah. You look at housing. And again, Seattle is outrageously expensive compared to the rest of the country.
Yep.
But the cost of housing has still gone. Seattle's just the exception because we're so obnoxious here about it. But anywhere in the country, like, yeah, the cost of housing, which, my parents bought this for blank. Like, yeah. That's,
right. I literally had a conversation with my old man this morning, and he talked about how when I was just born, or rather, I was in the talk. Rent on a 2-bedroom was like $250 a month.
Yeah, think about that.
Rent on a 3-bedroom was, if you wanted the 3-bedroom, that's $300. Like,
can we make that happen?
We would stab each other for any place that cost $300.
Well, I keep thinking about my kids, man. You know, at some point they'll be done with high school. You want to move out of the house? I'm like. Right, but you might have to leave the state, man, or move to the eastern side, because I don't know, you're still going to get paid garbage, for your entry-level job into whatever you're doing, but, like, again, Seattle prices, you're going to get a 2-bedroom apartment for, what, $2,400 a month?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. On your 18-year-old paycheck, that ain't happening, man.
Right. A couple honorable mentions that are not on the list here from our YouTube chat, gasoline, bills, cigarettes, tobacco, automobiles.
I thought all those were going to go down.
The dentist used to be affordable, now feels like a luxury.
I'll just brush my teeth and floss.
I didn't know.
It's kind of crazy.
Because our insurance did a very good job on that, but my dentist, not our insurance, but my dentist themselves, stopped carrying our insurance.
Oh, great.
But we didn't know that until after, I think, I don't remember if it was the kids. I think it was the kids, whatever. So we didn't know they'd stopped taking our insurance. And my wife gives me a text, and I'm like, holy crap.
Yay.
Yeah. Brush your damn teeth.
No kidding. Concert tickets we talked about was number 8. Babysitters at number 7.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know how much my folks paid for our babysitters.
Not much.
Right.
I guarantee it.
Not much at all.
Not much.
How much do babysitters run at least when you were still in the game?
If you want to keep them, you need to pay them a little bit more.
Sure.
That way, when you need to go out, you can always call them and go like, they pay $10 to $15 an hour. Well, these other people pay $5, so I'm going to cancel on the other people.
Exactly.
Take the $10 to $15.
I think we were like $20 for whatever the night was.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's the other difference. Back in the day, it wasn't by the hour. Just like if a kid was going to babysit another group of kids, it was just like, we will pay you blank. And that was it.
The lady and I are going out of town, and we need to call on the cousin. We'll throw a little bit.
Oh, for the dog?
For the dogs. Yeah, for the dog and the cat.
Yeah, I was always kind of like an emergency babysitter.
Nice.
Like if Preda called me, it's the bottom of the barrel.
He's called right. Everyone else.
He's like, look, we're going out for 2 hours. The kids are asleep. If they wake up, just, I don't know.
What happened the one time you were babysitting? Didn't something weird happen?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought I remembered the story. Like I don't know.
I know it does sound vaguely familiar.
Did something weird happen? strange happenings in the night.
Yeah. Can't remember.
Ghost move a chair. Something. 10 things that used to be affordable enough, but now feel like a luxury. Sneakers. Ted, you're the sneakerhead. Has the price gone up dramatically?
I mean, it depends on what you're buying. So, like, if you like Jordans, they are very expensive. They always were the most expensive.
Yeah, and they will continue to be.
If you get specialty pairs of Air Maxes, but most Air Maxes to me are still like 120, 130.
All right.
They were always kind of around 100 bucks. But a lot of other shoes have gotten ridiculous.
Yeah. I kind of upgraded from doing just the department store shoe, and I've tried to shop a little bit nicer.
I'll tell you what, man, you can't go wrong with Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. If you can just find ones that are your size and you like.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. You got to do a little searching.
Movie tickets comes in at number 5.
Yeah.
Movie tickets are shocking.
They are.
The lady last time I went, it was... Right. I literally watched a movie and got a Diet Coke. I just couldn't believe how much I paid. I didn't even get popcorn.
Yeah.
And it's just, but it's one of those, one, I don't know what their overhead is. I don't know why we're paying so much more. There's no noticeable upgrade to movie theaters or any of that to justify just the difference in cost. But at the same time, to go, man, what do we do to get people back to the theater? It's like, well, you could charge less.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a good start, man.
Lady and I did a double feature over the weekend. I think it was $15 a ticket per movie that we did.
All right.
Then, of course, there's popcorn, and there was an open bar, so.
Open?
Well, not open. Sorry. Right. No.
Okay. A right. Bar available.
Tell me where this
there
place
was
is.
A bar available. Now, we watched okay. Cocaine Bear there, Ted.
Oh, all right.
Or Miles.
That was a nice theater.
That was a great theater. Okay. Galaxy Theater down there in Gig Harbor. Cable TV. My problem with cable TV being a luxury is just, what's the purpose? We've got all these streaming services that, you know, any big show that's on, it's on a streaming service. Other than live sports, what's keeping cable TV alive?
Live sports. Other than nothing.
Right. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, network shows are still going to have kind of the biggest audiences just because most people get them.
They have the biggest
But you're
reach.
Right. But live sports is the number one thing.
But I also feel like I feel like the networks also have their streaming services. You know, ABC, that's on
Hulu.
Well,
they own... Right. They
NBC,
own
that's on Peacock. CBS, they did have a CBS app, but did they move to like Paramount or something like that?
I think they're Paramount now. Yeah. Actually, they are Paramount.
Okay.
But that way the networks, they can actually do interesting creative stuff on streaming and still do just your middle stuff. Nothing wrong with it on network TV without upsetting anyone. And it's a huge cash cow, network TV.
Hey, baby. The cost of maintenance on your house. Good luck getting anything fixed for a reasonable price.
Owning a home is expensive.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Yay.
And to just get someone to come over within the window that they say they're going to and actually do the work and do it right.
Kidding.
And show up and finish.
There's more to it than just getting the guy over.
Yeah. How's your dishwasher?
It's fixed.
Nice.
It is finally fixed. 2 years old. Jesus.
Red meat shows up on the list. The rest of the groceries are so much money that people started cutting back on their protein as well.
I think that's fairly current, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then the number one thing that used to be affordable but now feels like a luxury. In fact, it got so expensive that they'd started to be requesting of employees. Vet care.
It says yeah,
pet
it
insurance never seems to cover it. It's way too expensive. The problem that we ran into is that the emergency care, they take so much out of that.
Mm.
You know, the pills that they give them, it looks like an ER bill. Which I understand, it's urgent care and it's emergency care for your pet, but at the same time, it's like, I have a bottle of 20 of these doggone things for the same cost of one that you're charging me.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, we're going through it now.
What are we doing?
This is amazing how much this costs.
Yeah, I am absolutely flabbergasted.